الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All thanks and praises are due to Allah, who we thank, seek for help, and invoke for forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evils within ourselves. He who Allah guides will never be misled, and who He misguides will never find one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except in the state of Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. O mankind, be beautiful of your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him who created his wife. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. In Surah Al-Ankabut, the Quran says, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and that they will not be tested? We did test those before them, and Allah will certainly know those who are true from those who are false. The last week, I'm sure we've all watched television and we've seen the murders of our brothers in Iraq. We've seen the IGs shoot the wounded in the mosques and how they're dealing with them over there. Before that, we've seen what happened in Iraq, and we've seen the chaos, we've seen the killing, we've seen brother kill brother, we've seen bombs exploding, killing civilians. Before that, we've seen what happened in Afghanistan, and many, many other things that are happening throughout the world to Muslims. So these are very testing times, and these are times where we need to look inside ourselves and search deep, try to make sense of what's happening. So let me read this ayah again to you and think of it within this context. God says, do men think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and that they will not be tested? We did test those before them, and Allah will certainly know those who are true and those who are false. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in a hadith said, يأتي على أمتي فتن وقطع الليل المؤمن يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us that there are going to be times which are very testing that can shake faith. A man can go to bed at night believing in God and wake up in the morning having lost his faith, and vice versa. Can wake up in the morning having faith but can easily lose it. And these are testing times, and we need to adhere to our faith quite carefully. Another hadith narrated from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يأتي عليكم زمان تتكأكأ عليكم الأمم كما تتكركر الأكلة على قطعتها. Times will come upon you where nations are going to descend on you, like hungry people descend on a plate of food. قال الصحابة أمن قلة النحو يوم عليه رسول الله قال بل أنتم كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيد. The Sahaba asked, when these days come, are they going to come because we are going to be a minority? Are we going to be small in numbers? He said, no. They're going to be large in numbers. As a matter of fact, 1.5 billion in number. But you are useless. And that's unfortunately the situation we're in today. So the Prophet has given us a forewarning of what was to come. And it is there. And it is there now. But we need to remember that within the context of history, a few years or even a few hundred years may mean nothing. But within the context of our limited lifespan, it is significant. So this is not an attempt to analyze what's happening within a historical context, but it's rather an attempt for us to try and make some sense of what's happening around us and ensure that all what's happening does not shake our faith. So let me remind you again of this ayah. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying they believe and they are not tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَا أَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا أَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We did those before them, and Allah will undoubtedly know those who are true from those who are fake. The Quran then says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبَقُونَ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. To those who practice evil, think that they will get with the better of us? Evil is their judgment. He also says in the Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ يَأْتِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. For those whose hopes are in meeting Allah, for the term by Allah is surely coming, and He hears and knows. We need to keep in focus. We need to remind ourselves of these ayat. In another place in the Quran, it says, وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And if any of you strive, they strive to do so for their own souls. For Allah is free of the need for any creation. It also says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who believe and work righteous deeds, from them shall we blot out all evil in them, and we shall reward them according to the best of their deeds. So, is the Quran speaking of us? Are we amongst these? I hope so. In another place in the Quran, there is a very interesting surah which we need to ponder upon and think about carefully. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Translation of that is, then there are among men such as say, we believe in Allah, but when they suffer any affliction in the cause of Allah, They treat man's oppression as if it is where the wrath of Allah. Does not Allah know best all that is in the hearts of the creation? Allah here is posing a question. Do we not believe that Allah knows what is in our hearts? And if this is the case, and if the answer is yes, should we allow our belief that's in our hearts to be shaken by anything that happens around us? Then God goes on to say, وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. And Allah most certainly knows those who believe, and certainly those who are hypocrites. So God is warning us. He knows who has strong faith. He knows who has belief that's unshaken by whatever happens around us. But He also knows who are the hypocrites amongst us. So it is up to us to choose which category you want to belong to. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. الحمد لله الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات ويعلم ما تفعلون ويستجيب الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ويزيدهم من فضله والكافرون لهم عذاب شديد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now on this note, I'd just like to emphasize the ways by which we can cope with what's happening and how we can put things in perspective and deal with it. There are four important points that we must always remember and keep in front of us and keep reminding ourselves with. Point number one is that everything is up to God. The earth and the heavens are within His trust. God says in the Quran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ تُوتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. God is the owner of the kingdoms. He gives power to who He wishes and removes it from whoever He wishes. And He is able. God controls day and night, life and death, and controls risk. In another place in the Quran, God says, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. There is but one God, the controller of all. He does not forget or sleep. God also says, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. God does what He wills, though most people do not know. So we need to remember that everything is within God's control. This is God's earth. This is God's life. We should always stay focused. We should not forget these facts. We should not think that because there's harm coming to our brothers and to Muslims, or that because the Muslims are in a bad state, that things are out of control. Things are not out of control. God controls everything. Things happen for reasons. Sometimes we can't understand them. Sometimes they're beyond us. Second point we need to remember and keep reminding ourselves of is that God's religion will overcome. The Quran says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتُمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to extinguish God's light, but God will complete His light and message despite the disbelievers. In another place in the Quran, God says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم ولو يبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني ولا يشركون بي شيئا. Here God promises that the believers will dominate the earth and that God's religion will dominate and that they will have peace to worship Him alone and worship Him alone. The promise will be fulfilled once the prerequisites are, i.e. once true believers fulfill their part of the deal and become true believers. In another part of the Quran, God says, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. God promises that religion, His religion, will prevail and that God's message and the faithful will be victorious. So let's not forget that the promise is made by the most powerful. The promise is made by God. So the second point to remember is that God's religion will overcome. Third point we need to remind ourselves of and remember is that obedience to God should not be proportionate or disproportionate to the outcome of things. We worship God because He is worthy of worship. We believe in God because this is the true belief. Whatever happens around us should not shake our belief. In the Quran, God has warned us of this, where it said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Some people worship God so long as things are well, but turn away when a fitna, when hard times afflict them. Such people lose both this life and the hereafter. In another place in the Quran, it says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ بِاللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Some people claim to be believers, but resent if any harm befalls them from other people. The fourth point we need to keep in focus is that the brotherhood of Muslims is one of the bases of Islam. We must feel for our brothers everywhere. Even if they are wrong, even if they are doing mistakes, we must try to correct their mistakes. We must try to help them and guide them. But we must feel for other Muslims. In the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it says, مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. If you don't care about other Muslims, you are not one of them. In another hadith, مَنْ أُذِلَّ عِنْدَهُ مُؤْمِنٌ وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَى نَصْرِ أَدَلَّهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever allows a believer to be humiliated while he or she is in a position to defend him or her, God will humiliate them on the day of reckoning. إنما المؤمنون أخوة وإن أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. God says, believers are brothers and your ummah is a single nation. I am your God, so worship me. So let's continuously remember ourselves of these four points so that we don't lose track and so that our faith is not shaken by the hard times we are going through. Point number one is that everything is within God's grasp. He owns the earth and what's on it. Point number two, do not doubt that God's religion will overcome. Point number three, our role is to obey God and follow His path regardless of what's occurring around us. And point number four, we must adhere to and feel that all Muslims are brothers and sisters, no matter what. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا لا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، اللهم ثبتنا على دينك وسنة نبيك الكريم، اللهم ثبت إخواننا في العراق وفلسطين وفي جميع بلاد المسلمين، يا حنان يا منان كن لنا ولا تكن علينا، امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، دبر لنا فإننا لا نحسن التدبير، اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين، اللهم يا الجلال والإكرام بدل بأسنا أملا، وبدل خوفنا أمنا، وبدل حزننا فرحا، وانصرنا على من عادانا. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، اذكروا الله يذكركم. وآخر الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر.